Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent Technology and Tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Tuesday. If you miss any of our long-form business interviews, you can find them on our podcast page. You can do that on iTunes or Podbean, a whole number of places that you can find us. We are on Twitter. It's at @IOB_NewsHour. We also, of course, have a Facebook page, and you can find out much more about us if you Google Insight on Business, the News Hour. We are the only daily, hour-long business broadcast in the Midwest. Odd, isn't it? With us in studio is Zach Young with the Metropolitan Planning Organization. He has been brought here kicking and screaming by our good friend Gunnar Olson. And I appreciate Gunnar so much because he always answers the bell when we call and say, okay, hey, we'd like to learn more about what's going on at MPO. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to focus on some federal funds.
That's right.
That you guys are fortunate enough to get a hold of. About $12.5 million?
Yep, roughly $12.5 million.
Now, how did that come about?
So I work for the Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Right.
And for those of your viewers who are not familiar with that, that is a organization that is a regional organization that kind of tries to facilitate regional discussions around planning issues, predominantly transportation. And as an MPO, the federal government gives us an allocation of dollars, which is roughly the $12.5 million that we get to allocate out to transportation projects. And so that's what we're doing right now. We're trying to collect public input on these projects and which ones they think the public thinks the money should go towards. We have limited resources, the $12.5 million. And we have about $33.5 million in requests. So obviously
we can't meet them all.
Can't meet them all. So there's some hard decisions that have to be made. And we want to make sure that we're providing our elected officials with all the information they need. And that includes how the public feels about how that money should be spent.
Well, one of the things about MPO that I really enjoy is that you're a pretty progressive organization down there. When we talk about transportation, lots of people go immediately to roads and bridges and cars and buses and stuff like that. But MPO has a much broader look at transportation. Would that be correct?
That would be correct, yes. You know, obviously, those things you mentioned are all really important elements.
Absolutely.
Of the transportation system, but we want to try to make sure that we are providing lots of different options for people. You know, so we've looked at we've branched out in some other things recently. You know, you might be familiar with the water trails.
Correct.
Some people might consider that more of a recreational thing, but, you know, it could be used as a form of transportation. You know, we've also focused more in the recent, last 5 or 6 years, tried to look more at multimodal type transportation options, trying to promote more money being spent on transit as well as bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure, trying to provide options to especially baby boomers and millennials who the research that we've seen from across the country is showing want to live in more walkable, compact areas and have more transportation options.
Yeah,
so we're trying to address those issues.
It is a pretty fascinating look at the future. And when you said those two age groups, millennials and baby boomers, lots of people in the early conversations about this said, well, those people don't have anything in common. How could they? But even housing opportunities are now being focused on both of those groups because they both want the same sort of stuff.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to watch. We're visiting with Zach Young. He is from the Metropolitan Planning Organization. Zach, what are some of the projects that you've got going on?
So we had 18 different projects submitted to us, and all these projects are projects that are outlined in
And who submitted the projects?
Our member governments.
Okay.
So as MPO, we have a variety of member governments that are part of our organization. Basically, our planning area stretches from Waukee in the west over to Mitchellville in the east, Ankeny in the north, and then down to Norwalk in the south. So quite a large planning area with a lot of different players in it. It can be really challenging getting all those players on the same page. But
sure.
We send out applications to those member governments, and then whoever is interested in applying for funding will submit an application back to us. And we have taken those applications, those 18 applications, and gone through a scoring process with them, which is based on our long-range plan. We have basically four different goals in our long-range plan that were developed through public input. They address things like maintenance, making sure that we're using our existing infrastructure to its highest best use. Things like making sure that our projects aren't adversely impacting the environment, making sure that we're providing multimodal options to our communities, and then also making sure that our transportation funding is spent on things that help improve the safety and health of those residents as well. Mm-hmm. So those were the main goals.
So those would be the goals. And then these 18 communities, if you will, then said, okay, we'd like a chunk of that $12.5 million. We don't have time to go through all 18 of these, but I imagine they range in cost from high to low?
Yep, there's a range in cost. There's a range in different, you know, goals that they meet. Just to give you an example of some of the projects,
sure.
You know, we have expansion projects, roadway expansion projects like the Southeast Connector, which many people are probably familiar with. It's been a major regional priority for many years. That's the extension of the Martin Luther King Parkway on out to Highway 65. Uh-huh. Other projects that we're looking at, DART has submitted an application for some additional transit buses. Obviously, the buses are an essential part of providing public transit to the community. We have Des Moines has submitted a trail application for the Des Moines River Trail, which is a major trail project. It's phase two of that that they've submitted for. We also have three communities that have submitted bridge replacement projects. So the city of Des Moines, Polk County, and Ankeny have all submitted projects for bridge replacement. So I think that kind of gives you a flavor of the kind of projects that we're looking at. All over the place. And any, you know, some of them are asking for, you know, $500,000. Some of them are asking for several million. So it's a wide range.
So we can't fund all of them, but we can fund some of them.
That's correct.
Now, you're seeking public input on all of this. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So how do people find out what the projects are and offer input?
So we've got on our website a listing of all the projects, basically a summary of each application and a document that you can access on our website. If you Google search Des Moines area MPO, it'll be one of the first things to pop up, and you can find the information from there. But basically, we want to hear from the public what they want to see this money spent on. You know, mm-hmm. obviously, the transportation system impacts us in our everyday lives, and we want to make sure that whatever we're deciding to spend those federal dollars on are the kind of things that our communities want to see us spending it on.
If you're listening to this broadcast, by the way, you don't have to remember all of that as far as where to go, because we will have a link directly to that portion of the MPO website on our blog post. One of the things that first comes to mind is population centers. Now, if Des Moines says, okay, we want a self-weasel winding torque inducer for whatever, and it's going to cost $5 million, and Windsor Heights says, oh, well, we want a trail hub for, you know, and there's only 4,900 residents there. So how do you weigh the results?
That is certainly a challenge. You know, fortunately, I'm not the one who has to make those decisions. We have a funding subcommittee, which is part of our policy committee. Our policy committee is basically our governing body. It's made up of all the elected officials, city administrators from our member governments. And they have created a funding subcommittee that basically reviews all these projects and makes the final recommendation to them about which ones will receive funding. So what my job as a staff at the MPO is to try to provide all the information I can to our elected officials, sure. our decision makers, so they can make the best decision possible. And part of that is collecting this public input. And that's why we have the meeting on January 24th from 4 to 6 p.m. at our office. That's a face-to-face meeting so people can come in and they can share with us any questions they have or concerns they have. The other option they have is just to get on our website. We have an interactive map that they can use mm-hmm. If it's more convenient for them. Rather than coming into the office, they can get on there and click on any project they want to and provide comments on those specific projects.
And the office, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is on Watson Powell Boulevard, I believe.
420 Watson Powell.
Yeah, which is an interesting little street. It's smack dab in the middle of downtown Des Moines. And I think it only runs, what, maybe 7-8 blocks?
Very short.
Very short, yep. But it is. It's very memorable. It's Watson Powell, and it's a great name for a street, by the way. We're talking with Zach Young. He is from the Metropolitan Planning organization, and they have in their coffers about $12.5 million and a number of projects that they would like to have your input on as to what would get funded and what may not get funded. Now, you can't fund all 18. In retrospect, have you done this before? This is not the first time that this has happened. You've had funding before.
Yep. This is about, I want to say, about the 20th year that we've had funding. These funding sources, they go through various different iterations through different transportation bills. Right now, the funding is called the Surface Transportation Block Grant Program. I've been referring to it as federal funding just because it's a lot easier to remember.
Yeah.
But so we've been doing this for a long time. I've personally been doing it for about 4 years now. So this is something that I've had quite a bit of experience with. And, you know, each year, you know, it's challenging to sift through the various different projects.
Sure.
Actually, 18 is, I think, probably the lowest number of projects that we've received since I've been working at the MPO. Normally, it's, you know, more like in the 20s. So it's always a challenge, but our board does a good job of sifting through and figuring out how to prioritize those projects.
As you look over some past years that have been funded, is there a trend that you're seeing? Are some of the funding opportunities that are some of the opportunities that are gaining funding, are they in a general trend of some kind?
You know, I think
is it pretty wide?
It's fairly wide. I think in the past, a lot of the projects that tended to get the federal dollars tend to be some of the bigger projects, mm-hmm. the expansion-type projects. I think recently, within the last few years, we're starting to see more emphasis being placed on maintaining the system that we have. That was a major goal that was outlined in our Mobilizing Tomorrow, our long-range plan. And I think more people are beginning to realize that, you know, we have this, you know, very quality system of transportation, but it's also getting older, especially in a city like Des Moines. And it's just important that we take care of the system that we have.
Got it. Zach Young is his name. He is with the Metropolitan Planning Organization, and we will have links to all of this up on our website. Thanks you so much for coming
and
doing this.
Thanks
we really do
me.
Appreciate it. Good stuff, and we're a big fan of the MPO and all of the work that you guys do down there, because it really is, you know, it really is important how we structure our ability to get from point A to point B. And times are changing. We're seeing this all over the United States, not just here in Iowa or in Des Moines, but communities all over the United States are rethinking transportation modalities at a rapid pace. And some significant changes are happening.
Absolutely.
So good stuff. All right. We've got to clear on out of here. Why? Well, because we're going to check out what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks go up, down, mixed. We know, and we'll tell you next on the NewsHour.
Come to the beat of a different drum. How can you tell?